Good afternoon and welcome to a short podcast of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi everybody, how's it going?
That's Lisa.
And you are Sam.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I think people know that.
Well, Lisa.
I didn't introduce
myself. I've explained this before.
I just said was, Samantha, I didn't introduce myself. All I just said was, how's it going everybody?
I just wanted to make sure people knew that you were also in the car.
Of course I'm in
the
car.
That I wasn't trying to do this solo.
Not likely. Not bloody likely, Samantha. That's for sure. So, friends of the podcast, because it's just a short one, it's an important topic that's near and dear to my heart.
Oh, dear God.
Samantha, I want to tell you about it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you about an infomercial I saw the other day, and it made me think of you.
I'm not going to like this, am I?
It was a pan. It was a frying pan that stuff doesn't stick to. And they showed it that when you wash it clean,
mm-hmm.
you wash it in 1 second, which means... You don't mind washing it. It's like titanium or something.
Are you poking fun at the fact that I'm not always excited about doing my dishes?
No, it's a, no. Listen, it's like
or
I'm
that
doing,
I have a tendency when I'm cooking to forget and burn things.
Samantha, picture this. It's an infomercial. I've got the titanium pan and you are my key audience member right now. Right? So I just took this solo red cup and I just put it in the pan and I just... let it melt all down,
mm-hmm.
and then I washed it with one quick swash. And ta-da! It's done.
Pick me as the first buyer.
Okay, right? So, sometimes the beauty of the infomercial is just that. It's just something that you never ever thought would be out there for you that will help you. Right?
Yes.
Like, what helps you enjoy your day off would be if you had the Snug Wow or the Snuggie. Yeah, right? If you had the Snuggie, that would help you with your day off. And that's the beauty of an infomercial. Uh-huh. It gives you information that helps your life.
That's what an infomercial is all
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. I'm sure if you Googled it,
this
that's
is what
it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Things that will help you with your life.
On TV in a half an hour infomercial. Yes.
So the ShamWow will help you with your life.
The ShamWow saves you money on... Yeah, ShamWow will help you. It saves you money on your paper towels.
Oh, okay.
Hit me again.
Slap chop.
Slap chop will help you. You don't have to cut the onions. You put them in, and you just one slap chop. There's your onions.
Saves you the crying.
Saves you the crying. Saves you the cutting. Yep, helps you.
Oh, my God.
Right? That's how it works. Just like that.
George Foreman grill.
Inside barbecue.
I have one.
See, you fell into, you are a victim of infomercialism.
But I didn't buy it,
on TV. Still started as an infomercial, Samantha.
Fine.
Right? Remember the Ginsu knives from back
yes,
in the 70s?
I remember them.
Could cut through a Coke can and then slice your tomato like butter. Right? That's what you used
oh
to do.
Oh my God, you like know all of them.
I do, right? I do, I completely do, because I really, really enjoy them.
Okay, I have come across one too, though.
Okay.
The deep fryer that you only need like a quarter cup of oil and it deep fries everything.
All I want in this life right now is that. All I want in my life right now is that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Ish.
Ish.
But actually probably more healthy than not.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I have a question.
Okay.
What about the beauty products that people schlep late at night and are half an hour long?
Like Cindy Crawford?
Is that considered an infomercial?
Yeah, I guess it is. It's not like, don't get me wrong, I'm turning the channel, it's not very exciting. Right? It's
look at my wrinkle-free face.
Yeah, I mean, it's no bamboo steamer. Right? Or anything exciting like that. But yeah, it would still be. It would, and like Proactive is a big one.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh. I bought Proactive.
One of us in the car. Here, friends of the podcast, here's an interesting tidbit.
Don't!
One of us in the car has bought into an infomercial, and one of us who you would never think has not. I have never purchased from an infomercial. Samantha.
And it actually worked.
You're Proactive?
Yeah.
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 And you did it.
Mm-hmm.
From the commercial.
Yeah.
Watched the show.
Yeah.
Took out your credit card.
I did.
And bought it.
I did.
See?
Oh my God!
Right? You are an infomercialer.
Oh my God, I'm that girl.
You are that girl. You are that girl.
Oh my God. Okay,
right?
Then I have another confession.
Okay.
I too bought the Cindy Crawford.
You had the Cindy Crawford too?
Yeah, I don't know what, what's it, it's called Mindful Beauty or something
oh
like that.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I wanted Cindy Crawford skin.
Okay, but you're not Cindy Crawford, and you don't come from, you didn't come from, like, Cindy Crawford jeans.
After a month of not seeing any results, I, too, realized that was not going to happen.
Okay, so here's the thing. As your best friend...
I can't believe I just told somebody that.
You need... That's what best friends are for.
Oh, my God.
You need to fire off a text message saying... I'm about to order Cindy Crawford's skin.
No, I don't do that anymore.
Because I would have sent you a message back saying, you ain't Cindy Crawford.
You ain't Cindy Crawford.
You don't got her jeans. You ain't going to have her skin.
But I was very tempted by the new Christie Brinkley one. She's got a new line, a new skincare line too.
Why do you need their skin?
She's like 60,000 years old right now.
But why do you?
But she looks pretty good.
Okay, but here's what makes no sense, Samantha, and this is what I think with you. Uh-huh. Okay? Do you still use Proactiv?
No.
No, you lost interest in it.
Well, you know what it was?
What?
Is that I got tired of paying $50 a month for it.
See?
And I didn't always use everything up right away.
Right.
And that's how they get you.
So stop ordering the beauty products. At least this way.
I have not ordered anything since Proactiv. That's been years now.
But still, even if you're contemplating, even if you're watching Christie Brinkley and you see, like, Uptown Girl, she's been living in her Uptown world and all that.
Okay,
shit.
Don't sing.
I just talk my singing.
Okay, fine. But you know what? For someone who actually has bought into this, I don't go to the shops that we have here.
I know, there's a store.
It's called Showcase.
Yeah. But we should.
And they have, like, a collection of ads seen on TV.
We should go in.
We should.
I'd be buying it.
Because you know what? I really like the Dr. Ho.
Oh, that foot massager.
Is it a foot massager?
Yeah, I think it's
a muscle thing?
I think it's, like, an all massager.
Yeah.
Yeah. Work your shoulder.
It's super expensive.
Yeah, I know. Dr. Ho's expensive.
I have a feeling that if I tried it and it actually worked, I'd buy it.
Really?
Yeah.
But who knows? If you don't go into the store, maybe they have, like a sample and you can try it out.
Yeah, but that would just make me buy it if it actually works.
But, hi, you bought Proactiv.
Oh, shut up.
I'm just saying, I think it's so funny that you've now just confessed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I want to get the bamboo steamer for rice.
Okay. You think I'm bad, though?
Oh, yeah.
My sister buys from the Shopping Channel.
No way.
Which is very similar to infomercials. Because they do bits, right?
It's like like QVC.
Yeah, it's like QVC.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Your sister.
Yeah.
You, I get. Your sister. Surprise. Wow. What's she buying? Like, purses?
She buys everything.
Some shoes?
She's bought dresses, I think, and shirts. And
wow.
Maybe some yoga, like, some athletic wear and stuff like that.
She's tiny.
She's tiny.
She's tiny.
But, yeah, she has.
Really?
Yeah.
But, see, do you ever watch the Shark Tank?
Yeah.
So on the Shark Tank, Lori Grenier, like, awesome shark, she's the queen of QVC,
mm-hmm.
but then she also has, it's like in Bed Bath & Beyond or something, and she has a section, and it's like as seen on the Shark Tank.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, for the same type of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
You know, but they make a ton of money. Like, there's a rotisserie one, and I'm sure I'm friends of the podcast, I'm sure everybody's seen it at some point, 3 o'clock in the morning when you can't sleep, right? And it's a rotisserie, and you put the whole chicken in, and it was like Ron Pompeo or something like that. And he's made like $1.2 billion on that bad boy.
So people are actually making money from these things.
Buckets of money.
Huh?
Buckets of money.
What about Suzanne Summers? She did the Thighmaster.
Her best role yet. Right? Her best role yet. Did you have a Thighmaster?
No.
No, I never did either, but I'm just... somebody I know did, and I can't put a face with it, but I've seen one in place. I've seen one somewhere where I've been.
Oh, my God.
Not my house. I wonder if it was my sister Linda might have had the Thighmaster.
Oh, my God.
Somebody had a Thighmaster.
That's pretty good. My mom has a slap chop, though.
Does she?
Yeah.
Well, see, and that's awesome. But I think with the Thighmaster, I think that it made her, like, I think I read that it made her over $100 million.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
She hasn't acted since Three's Company.
And I think she has small thighs.
And I think she has small thighs.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it probably works. Right. Not enough for me to want to invest my money in it, though.
No.
No.
Well, thanks for making me confess that I'm a closet infomercial purchaser.
I think that's funny. But do you watch them on TV?
Occasionally, if they're interesting.
Yeah.
The deep fryer one was really...
It was really cool. Yeah.
It was enticing.
I know. And then they do some, too. There's another one. They do another one, too. And it's like when they do, like, with the jerky and how you can make jerky.
Oh, yeah,
that's
pretty
cool, too, hey?
Yeah, but I would never do that.
Well, I'm not saying that, Cindy. Or, sorry, Sam.
Oh,
but I'm just saying, it's really kind of neat. Uh-huh. Like, how these shows, they run at, like, non-prime time hours
uh-huh.
and make buckets of money.
Buckets.
buckets and buckets.
Buckets and buckets.
You know, like...
It's a certain type of person who orders shit off the TV.
I think it is a certain type of person who orders shit off the TV, Samantha. Right?
Not just apparently that person is me.
Apparently that person is you. Not this girl's not getting out her credit card and buying it.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. But now... They say that, like, it's such, there's such a demand for it. Like, didn't you say last summer when you went to, like, the fair or whatever the hell it's called?
Oh, yeah,
the
exhibition.
That they were doing, like...
They do. Occasionally, they have people doing, like, what you would see in an infomercial. Yeah. They're actually demonstrating those products there. Yeah. Like, the ShamWow.
I would like to be that person.
And all those kinds
of
stuff.
I'd like to be, like, the ShamWow girl. Like, wear, like, the headset and be, like, and then look at us. Spilled it. It's like that one, like, that one where they, and I pour the grape juice into the water, and I put my white sock in, and then I put this in it, this OxyPower, and I pull it out.
Oh, my God.
And it's still white. Like, I could be the infomercial girl, because, like, already listen to my enthusiasm.
You have big enthusiasm.
I just think it's so cool.
Then it's odd that you've never purchased anything off the TV.
I'm cheap.
That's right, I forgot.
You know what? I'd be all for it, but guess what? Not a fan of shipping and handling.
Picky, picky, picky.
That's my issue, is shipping and handling.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't bought anything off the TV for a very long time. I'm making that very clear.
Okay. And if she has, she's never telling anybody
no,
about
I'm
it again.
No, I'm not ever going to say
she's
anything.
She's never revealing it again. It's going to the grave with her friends. But you know what, Samantha? I'm going to be paying a little more attention to your face. Because I'll know.
I am not getting sucked into the Christie Brinkley beauty line, even though somehow believe that maybe it's not just Botox that's keeping her face together.
If you go back to Cindy Crawford and all of a sudden I'm like, hey, what's that little black mole on your face? I'll be like, that's a little too extreme, Samantha. That's a little too extreme.
Uh-huh.
Just go with your own beauty.
I'm the plus size Cindy Crawford.
See? There you go.
Bitch, please.
Mole and all. Bitch, please. Right? I knew there was something different about your skin.
Okay, enough poking fun at me. And you wonder why I poke at you.
I know, but
you give it right back, you slimy little sucker.
I certainly do, right? I certainly do.
I'm not forgiving you for dragging out the truth.
You volunteered the truth.
I just let a bunch of people I don't know mm-hmm. know that I order shit off the TV.
Yeah, late at night. Out comes the credit card.
Or early in the morning. What it looks like.
Depending on what I feel like doing. Right? I just bring it out and order away.
Okay.
All I'm just saying, Samantha, send me an SOS. You just text me SOS and I know what you're about to do. Hell, I might even phone you.
Okay.
I might even pick up the phone and say, stop!
Stop!
Stop! You don't need it! You're so pretty without it! Right? That's what I think I would do.
Oh, yes, Lisa.
For you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Samantha.
All right.
I think that this topic, I think it worked well in my favor.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. All right, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, sure.